Hey there, friends, it's Nick. So a few episodes ago, I talked about Rome Research, this note-taking tool that I've been using. And one of the differences about that is rather than siloing all the information, all the notes, putting them into certain categories and buckets and making like a kind of a tree structure and what have you, every note is the same kind of level. It's a node. And I was doing I'm doing some copywriting for a client at the moment. And it's that same kind of idea, actually. You know, back in the mists of time when we were building the first kind of websites in the 90s, there was that real sense that the information architecture, the way that we organized the information from the homepage onwards, you know, into menus, into submenus, all that kind of stuff, was really how the users were going to find it. Two things have happened in the last 20 years that have really blown that kind of model out of the water. So the first is Google, obviously, because now, you know, you might remember when Yahoo was a web page that sort of indexed the internet, supposedly, or it was really like a directory of the internet. But I can remember even further back than that, there was a kind of a book that you could buy, which was kind of a yellow pages of websites. And what that meant, of course, was that you always went to the top of a website, you always went to the homepage, and then you made your choices. So the journey was pretty set. And then you have something like Google coming along, where actually people are just searching for what they want. So they might be searching for, I don't know, your prices, for example. That's a classic one. How much does it cost to work with Nick Warren at storiesmeanbusiness.com, for example? And you would go directly to that page, of course, and you'd miss out all the careful kind of the journey, the story, the world building. You know, we're not in a world where you can see necessarily all the value you're going to get. You go straight to the prices or straight to the opening times, as we used to do with the agency when I was working with a lot of visitor attractions. People didn't want to know all the guff necessarily. They wanted to know, are you open? How much is it going to cost me? So we're in this world now. Oh, the second thing that happened, of course, and this is more recent, but still, you know, it's well over 10 years, is the rise of mobile phones and therefore mobile responsive websites. And then what happens, of course, is our carefully crafted menus are now completely hidden. So not only do people not arrive at the top, they might not even see the, you know, the menus that you've carefully arranged. And, you know, speaking as someone who's, I've said before, my kind of the world's most boring superpower is structuring content. And one of the things that I could do really well was take an awful lot of disparate content. We had an awful lot of clients who had big businesses. They had things all over the place, and put them into a structure that would make sense for the user. That's what I used to do. And then, you know, whenever it was 10, 15 years ago, mobile phones come along, websites adapt over the next 3 or 4 years, and suddenly all that stuff is gone. And what's happening, of course, and I think this is really relevant to us as storytellers, is that the navigation is more and more, it's going on in the page. So, for example, if we know that people are going to come jump straight to our kind of prices, what information do we want to have in that page next to the prices? What links do we want to have in the page kind of copy? Because there's this kind of myth, and we talked about this before, I think, that some of the internet marketing gurus teach that there's a sense of a straightforward funnel between someone landing on your website or hearing about you and landing on your website and then going through the buying process. You know, they land on the website, they choose the right product, they hit buy, they buy it, and then there's a confirmation screen. That kind of nice, beautiful, sort of simple process. If only it was so simple, of course. We never really know where people are going to land. We never really know what their particular motivation is for. You know, take my stuff. You know, I help people tell better stories. What could be the motivation for that? There could be a PR motivation. there could be that sense that a company has veered too much towards the kind of hard sell, direct response kind of copywriting, the, you know, the sort of the cheap psychological trick kind of way. There could be someone who's worked with me before, who knows that this stuff works, knows me personally. Yeah, there's all kinds of reasons, all kinds of stories our prospects are telling themselves that might get them to buy our products. And surprisingly often, in my experience, it's not the dead obvious one. You know, I think I was talking to a client the other day, and rather than just straightforwardly saying, this is what we sell, there's an argument for talking about the themes that a potential purchaser might be feeling in their life. So, for example, they sell, this particular client I mentioned, sell quite a high-octane, fun kind of energetic experience. So maybe you sell it to parents who are struggling to connect with teenage children, or are looking for something that's more than the trip to the cinema, or, you know, what have you, because their children are growing up and they want to keep that connection. You know, that's a theme, that's a human theme. And it's entirely possible, and in fact, I know from personal experience that that is a great way to use this product, because I did it, you know, probably 10 years ago, but I did it. So this is going on a little bit, this one, but if we think about a website as a series of nodes, like my note-taking app, some of the nodes are bigger than others, because yes, more people are probably still going to arrive on the homepage, and there might be four or five, say, other pages which get a lot of traffic, and they might be, well, to take an example of what we used to use, attractions, there might be homepage, there might be ticket prices, there might be how to get here and opening times and attractions, all those kind of things that were slightly bigger nodes. But if we imagine that each one of those is essentially a kind of a homepage, it's certainly a popular landing page, what messages, what are our core messages that we want to keep in mind on every one of these pages? You know, I've talked about core messages in a previous podcast, and it's really important that we have those four or five or six things that we want everyone to understand, and we are able to layer them into these key pages. Because whereas we used to think about this simple, straightforward, linear process, these days I think much more about a kind of a tidal process inside our websites. So say someone lands on your ticket prices page, or they land on an attraction page or something, what we're looking for is how can we gently move them or give them the opportunity in the page, because the navigation's very likely hidden these days, to move in the direction that we would like them to move towards a sale, but in a way that isn't cheap, it isn't, you know, manipulation, psychological manipulation by saying, you know, 50 people are looking at this at the moment, or this offer expires in 7 minutes. It's none of that kind of stuff, but it is moving them in the direction. So the right people will see the value of going on through the process. So this is all a really long, rambling way of saying that your copy, the words that you have in the website and the links between them matter more than ever. In fact, you know, one of the truisms of this note-taking app I'm using is that the links are actually the thing. And this is, of course, part of systems thinking. You know, the result, the emergent result, which might be a sale or a conversion or whatever, comes from the interaction of the parts, not the parts themselves. So that's what I've been thinking about today. And it's, I don't know whether you can hear, but it's really, the rain has just started really coming down, which is funny because Wendy went out with the dog about 15 minutes ago. Poor Wendy. She'll be back soon. Anyway, thanks for listening to this long, long podcast, for me at least. And remember, your story means business.